Lesson 31, Firm in the Faith of Christ. Alma, chapters 43 through 52. Purpose: to help class members see how the Nephites' attitudes and actions in times of war can serve as a pattern for dealing with our earthly conflicts and the battle against Satan. Preparation: 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Alma, chapters 43 through 44. Led by Zerahemna, the Lamanites come to battle against the Nephites, seeking to bring them into bondage. The Nephites, led by Moroni, fight to defend their families and their liberty. The Nephites prevail because they are inspired by a better cause and because they exercise faith in Jesus Christ. B. Alma chapter 45, verses 20 through 24, and Alma chapter 46. Amalickiah desires to be king and causes dissension among the Nephites. Captain Moroni raises the title of liberty to inspire the people, and they covenant to follow God. Amalickiah and a few of his followers join the Lamanites. C. Alma, chapters 47 through 48. Through treachery, Amalickiah becomes king of the Lamanites. He incites the Lamanites to fight against the Nephites. Captain Moroni prepares the Nephites to defend themselves righteously. D. Alma, chapters 49 through 52. War continues between the Nephites and the Lamanites. The kingmen desire to set up a king over the Nephites, but they are defeated. Teancum kills Amalickiah, who is succeeded as king of the Lamanites, by his brother Amoron. 2. If the pitcher Captain Moroni raises the title of liberty is available, prepare to use it during the lesson. Item number 62051, Gospel Art Picture Kit 312. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Ask class members, why do you think Mormon included so much information about war in the Book of Mormon? In addition to class members' answers, you may want to suggest the following. 1. Mormon knew that the Book of Mormon would be read and studied in a time when war would be common throughout the world. These writings teach us how to remain Christ-like during times of conflict. 2. Mormon recorded Nephite history preceding the Savior's appearance in great detail. We can read of the Nephites' experiences and be prepared for similar events occurring in our day prior to the second coming of Christ. Explain that this lesson will discuss what the battles between the Nephites and their enemies can teach us about how to handle earthly conflicts and how to defend ourselves and our families in the battle against Satan. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Help class members understand how these scriptures can apply to daily life in times of peace as well as times of war. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. The Nephites fight to defend their families and their liberty. Discuss Alma chapters 43 through 44. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Why did the Nephites fight against the Lamanites? See Alma chapter 43, verses 3 through 4, verses 9 through 11, and verses 45 through 47. Alma chapter 48, verse 14. Under what circumstances does the Lord approve of people going to war? President Charles W. Penrose, who was a member of the First Presidency, said, "It is not right for us to engage in the shedding of human blood for vengeance or retaliation, but when the Lord commands or inspires His servants to counsel the sons and daughters of Israel to lend their aid in the work of righteous warfare, that is different. We are to arise in our might and in our strength and go forth to victory, not with a desire to shed blood, not with a desire to destroy our fellow creatures, but in self-defense, and because we do want to maintain and hand down to our posterity those sacred principles of liberty that have been revealed from on high. In Conference Report, October 1917, page 21, Elder David O. McKay said, "There are two conditions which may justify a truly Christian man to enter, mind you, I say enter, not begin a war. One, an attempt to dominate and to deprive another of his free agency. And two, loyalty to his country. Possibly there is a third, namely, defense of a weak nation that has been unjustly crushed by a strong, ruthless one." In Conference Report, April 1942, page 72. When Moroni confronted Zerahemna, to what did he attribute the Nephites' success in battle? Alma chapter 44, verses 3 through 4. How had the Nephites demonstrated their faith in Christ? See Alma chapter 43, verse 23, and verses 49 through 50. What can we do in our families and communities to help preserve the freedoms the Nephites cherished? Discuss the following principles that govern the attitudes and actions of the righteous Nephites in times of war. How might understanding and applying these principles today help bring about greater peace in the world? How can we apply these principles in dealing with conflict in our personal lives? A. Fight only for righteous reasons, such as self-defense. Alma chapter 43, verses 8 through 10, verses 29 through 30, and verses 45 through 47. Alma chapter 48, verse 14. You may want to point out that the first record of the Nephites initiating a battle is in Mormon chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. B. Have no hate toward your enemies. Seek their best interest as well as your own. Alma chapter 43, verses 53 through 54, and chapter 44, verses 1 through 2, and verse 6. C. Live righteously and trust in God. Alma chapter 44, verses 3 through 4, chapter 48, verse 15, and verses 19 through 20. D. Follow righteous and wise leaders. Alma chapter 43, verses 16 through 19, chapter 48, verses 11 through 13, and verses 17 through 19. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verse 10. 2. Captain Moroni raises the title of liberty to inspire the people. Read and discuss selected verses from Alma chapter 45, verses 20 through 24, and Alma chapter 46. Explain that after the battles with the Lamanites, Helaman and his brethren went throughout the land preaching and reestablishing the organization of the church. Alma chapter 45, verses 20 through 22. However, some of the Nephites grew proud and rebelled against the church. The leader of this group of dissenters was Amalickiah, who wanted to be king over the Nephites. Alma chapter 45, verses 23 through 24, and chapter 46, verses 1 through 4. How was Amalickiah able to persuade others to follow him? Refer to Alma chapter 46, verses 1 through 7, and verse 10. What was the motive of the people who supported him? See Alma chapter 46, verses 4 through 5. What can we learn from the account of Amalickiah and his followers? See Alma chapter 46, verses 8 through 9. If you are using the picture of Captain Moroni raising the title of liberty, display it now. Why did Moroni create the title of liberty? See Alma chapter 46, verses 11 through 13, and verses 18 through 20. How did the people respond to the title of liberty? See Alma chapter 46, verses 21 through 22. How does making and keeping covenants affect our lives? 3. Amalickiah becomes king of the Lamanites and incites them to battle. Read and discuss selected verses from Alma chapters 47 through 48. What did Amalickiah do when he failed to become king over the Nephites? See Alma chapter 46, verse 33, and chapter 47, verses 1 and 4. Have class members summarize the account of how Amalickiah became king over the Lamanites, Alma chapter 47, verses 1 through 35, or summarize this account yourself. Some of the strongest opponents of the Nephites had once been Nephites themselves, including the Amalekites, Alma chapter 24, verses 29 through 30, Alma chapter 43, verses 6 through 7, the Zoramites, Alma chapter 30, verse 59, chapter 31, verses 8 through 11, and chapter 43, verse 4, Amalickiah, Alma chapter 46, verses 1 through 7, Morianton, Alma chapter 50, verses 26 and 35, and Amalickiah's brother Amoron, Alma chapter 52, verse 3. Why do those who have left the church often fight so strongly against it? See Mosiah chapter 2, verses 36 through 37, Alma chapter 47, verses 35 through 36. The prophet Joseph Smith made the following statement to a man who wondered why those who had left the church often fought so fiercely against it. Before you joined this church, you stood on neutral ground. When the gospel was preached, good and evil were set before you. You could choose either or neither. There were two opposite masters inviting you to serve them. When you joined this church, you enlisted to serve God. When you did that, you left the neutral ground, and you never can get back onto it. Should you forsake the master you enlisted to serve, it will be by the instigation of the evil one, and you will follow his dictation and be his servants. In Recollections of the Prophet Joseph, Juvenile Instructor, August 15, 1892, page 492. Contrast Amalickiah and Moroni, Alma chapter 48, verses 1 through 17. Emphasize that just as one wicked person can cause much wickedness among the people, Alma chapter 46, verse 9, one righteous person like Moroni can inspire much righteousness. How can we encourage and support righteous leaders? How can each of us inspire righteousness among others? 4. War continues between the Nephites and the Lamanites. Read and discuss selected verses from Alma, chapters 49 through 52. Explain that these chapters continue the account of the ongoing battles between the Nephites and the Lamanites. This account can help us in our ongoing battle against Satan and his hosts, who are waging a war against truth and righteousness, fighting to destroy our opportunities for eternal life. How can the accounts of war in the Book of Mormon apply to our fight against the influence of Satan? Some examples are given below with application questions to encourage discussion. Class members may suggest other examples as well. A. The Nephites built walls to protect their cities from the Lamanites' attacks. Alma chapter 48, verses 7 through 9, chapter 49, verses 2 through 4, and verses 13 and 18. What defenses can protect us from Satan's influence? B. The Nephites continually strengthen their defenses. Alma chapter 50, verses 1 through 6. Why must we continually strengthen our defenses against Satan? C. The Nephites kept the commandments of God and followed their church leaders. Alma chapter 44, verses 3 through 4, chapter 49, verse 30, and Alma chapter 50, verses 20 through 22. How do the commandments of God and the counsel of our church leaders help us fight wickedness? D. The Nephites thank God for protecting them in battle. Alma chapter 45, verse 1, and chapter 49, verse 28. How can gratitude to the Lord protect us against Satan? E. Contention caused the Nephites to fight among themselves and allowed the Lamanites to gain power over them. Alma chapter 51, verses 2 through 7, and verses 12 through 23. Alma chapter 53, verses 8 through 9. How does contention allow Satan to gain power over us? How can unity and support from other people help us as we fight against wickedness? F. The righteous Nephites were prosperous and happy, even in times of war. Alma chapter 49, verse 30, and chapter 50, verse 23. How can we find peace and happiness, even during times of terrible wickedness? Conclusion. Point out that the principles taught in these chapters of the Book of Mormon can help protect us and our families from the onslaught of evil. They can also help us have peace in our souls during times of war and tribulation. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching idea. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use this idea as part of the lesson. Video presentation. If Book of Mormon video presentations, item number 53911, is available, show Firm in the Faith of Christ, a 15-minute segment. End of Lesson 31, Firm in the Faith of Christ.